Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Friday. Well, look, it's been a rocky couple of months for many investors, but certainly at least we've had two straight days of improvements and, more importantly, two consecutive weeks of gains as well. So today we had the ASX 200 up around 50 points or 0.7% to 7,362 points. It was a volatile week. We got off to a slow start with three straight days of declines. The last couple of days have been much more encouraging, partly thanks to the fact we've been getting positive leads from Wall Street, which rose close to 2% last night. We had a number of profit updates from some of the biggest banks in America. No nasty surprises there. Also, nothing really to report as far as negative news on the economic front last night as well, from updates on the jobs market there to also business inflation, which didn't really surprise too much. So what we've seen now for about 8 or 9 weeks is the market has really struggled and has fallen away from the records hit in mid-August. But it looks like, at least for now, the ASX 200 has found a bit of a floor above 7,200 points. At least that's been the case in the last few weeks. Now today, 10 of 11 sectors finished higher. Tech and also materials were the two standouts, not only today, but there were also the best performers over the course of the week. So companies like BHP managed to rise quite strongly. We also had some improvements in the financial space. Macquarie, one of the standouts today. Now, travel companies received a lot of attention today. Flight Centre rose strongly. It's improved about 65% now in 2 months. And Qantas, Webjet, Corporate Travel, they also all finished higher over the course of the day. Now, there's more excitement around the reopening and the resumption of travel sooner rather than later. In fact, in New South Wales outlined plans for quarantine-free travel for the fully vaccinated from the start of November. That coincided with Qantas also bringing forward the start of international travel to London and also Los Angeles by 2 weeks from November the 1st as well. So some strong gains there. There also were a number of underperformers though. Rio Tinto was one of them. It fell by about 1%. So even though the iron ore price rose and some of its peers like BHP and Fortescue improved, Rio Tinto actually dropped because it released a quarterly update today where it said that the production of many of its key commodities have gone backwards over the past 3 months. It blamed that partly on the tight labour market in WA, but also delays to the completion of some of its key projects. So that was seen in a negative light, but also the fact that it has slightly reduced the range for some of its commodity productions over the course of the year moving forward. Harvey Norman also fell today by about 3%, and that's because it went ex-dividend for a 15-cent dividend. Treasury Wine Estates, the company behind Penfolds, was down around 5.4%. It held its AGM virtually today with investors and said that wine sales have been recovering at a slower pace than it would have liked, and it also warned of potential supply chain concerns moving forward as well. Platinum Asset Management, an investment manager, was down around 7% today. This is after a major shareholder sold a significant stake in the group. And then we also had Elders and also APA Group receiving broker downgrades, and both of those shares fell back. Now tonight, we've got retail sales, import and export prices, consumer confidence reads, all out of the United States. Goldman Sachs will also be out with a quarterly update tonight as well. Moving forward to next week, plenty to watch. It'll be relatively quiet here in Australia on the economic front at least, but we do have the Reserve Bank board minutes released, a couple of speeches as well from some officials of the RBA, and we also have the earnings season in the US heating up. So Tesla and Netflix are both expected to release their results next week. Locally, we've got about 30 companies holding their annual general meetings with shareholders. The big ones will include stocks like Wesfarmers and Transurban, and also quarterly updates from about 20 odd companies. The big one there is going to be BHP, but also South 32, Woodside and Santos. On that note, everyone, have a fantastic weekend. Have a great, happy Friday. The Aussie dollar at around 74.2 US. We'll chat next week.